conversation. The wolf then took one apple and bit in. Then everything changed. The creature that once prowled the woods was now a man. Tall, wild-haired, with red eyes. "I have hands," he whispered, staring at them. "Teeth. Still sharp, but smaller."
Red smiled.
"You're human."
The grandmother tilted her head.
"Huh. Well, aren't you handsome? You're lucky I didn't wallop you earlier."
The man-wolf smiled awkwardly. "Yes, ma'am."
"Since you have nowhere to go,"
she asked,
"you'll stay here. I could use a strong pair of hands around the house. And you still owe me for almost eating me."
The wolf turned human, stared back at his new form. He felt the heartbeat in his chest. For the first time ever, he felt warm. He was quiet for a moment, then he said, "I can protect you now, properly. Not as a monster lurking in the dark, but as a man who would never let harm near you."
Red smiled.
"You already protect me. You just didn't realize it at